This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at ArenaClub.com.
Of the players that were not on any of the Cup teams. They're holdovers maybe from a bygone era. So that's what I started with, and that's why they're towards the end of the list. So number 25 was Marty Straka.
Okay.
And he did not have his best years in his last couple years.
All right, let's editorialize at the end here, Jeff. Just give me the first five names here.
Okay, 25, Marty Straka.
Yep.
24, James Neal. 23, Ryan Malone. 22, Mark Recchi. And 21, Alexei Kovalev. So James Neal only played four seasons for the Penguins, and he was not on any of the Cup-winning teams. But they were four spectacular seasons, one in particular.
Yeah, a 40-goal year.
Yes, and he really kind of elevated Malkin in the time that he played with him as well. But he, you know, he's going to end up being mostly remembered for the guy that was traded for
Correct.
Somebody else who came up on my list later.
My take on that, just your first five names, Kovalev seems low to me. That's my first thought. I feel like he can't be in the top, like, 10 or 15. Or maybe he can. I mean, he was really, really good, dude.
Yeah, he only played parts of five seasons, and that was tough. But he is – so I think there's a total of – six guys on my list that were not on any of the Cup-winning teams, and, like, he's the second highest.
All right. All right, 20 through 16.
All right.
Top 25 Penguins of the quarter century from hardest of hardcore Penguins fan Jeff in South Park.
Number 20 and the lowest center I have on here is Nick Bonino, and he didn't play for the Penguins for very long, but big key part. Number 19, I think this is the guy you were forgetting earlier, Rob Scuderi. These next three, by the way, these are, like, These are glue guys, specifically from the 09 team.
Okay.
Okay, so Scuderi's at 19. 18.
There's a little theme to this, Jeff.
Yes, a little bit. Pascal Dupuis, I put at number 18.
Okay.
And he wasn't a huge part of the 09 team, but he played a long time for the Penguins, nine seasons. And then number 17.
Played on Sid's line.
Yeah.
Just tremendous all-around player. Sad the way his career ended. 17?
17, one spot in front of Dupuis is, would you like to take a guess? Because it's along the same lines.
Of a glue guy, Talbot?
Yep. Good guy. Good call, man. All right.
I would have flipped those, but that's okay. 16?
I did kind of play around with that one in my head. But 16 might be my first controversial entry, because maybe you think he's too high, maybe you think he's too low. Jaromír Jágr. I mean, it's hard to say the third best player in franchise history would only make number 16 on a list.
But he only played 2 years.
Yes, he did. And, like, I could kind of listen to the arguments, like what you got for Bettis last year. His best years were in the 90s, but the 2 years he played in the 2000s were spectacular.
Yeah, Bettis for those 2 years was not, when I left him off my Steelers top 25, was not the best running back in football. His two 1,000-yard seasons of 2000 and 2001. Jágr might have been the best. He was the best player in the NHL those 2 years.
Everyone else from this list on down was part of one of the three Cup-winning teams in some capacity.
Yeah.
So,
man, I feel like you're going to end up putting one guy way higher than I would have, but that's okay. And I know he's going to be in the next group. All right, 15 through 11.
15 through 11.
Top 25 Penguins of all time, ranked by hardest of hardcore Penguins fans, Jeff in South Park.
15, Brian Dumoulin.
Okay.
14, Brooks Orpik. There's kind of a theme there, too. They were kind of the same
stay-at-home defenseman.
Yep. Number 13, Patrick Hornquist.
Okay.
Number 12.
I think he's too low. I would have put him higher.
Well, I mean, you got a lot of competition here, man.
Uh-huh.
Number 12, maybe some people will quibble with this, Matt Murray.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
I mean, 11? He was the guy in goal for two of the
I know,
ones.
But Horpik had a, or, Hornquist had a better career.
Ah, man.
It's two playoff runs.
When the playoffs, is there anything more important than goaltending when the playoffs roll around?
No, there isn't.
There is not, so.
But he didn't do it all by himself either. That's the other part of it. He had big-time help from someone else who's going to be up on this list in a few spots. And he better not just be one spot ahead of him. Who's 11?
No, I didn't do the whole Brooks Orpik, Brian Dumoulin thing. Number 11 is Brian Rust. And Brian Rust was not a huge part when he first joined the team, but he had huge goals even back then when he was a youngster. And now he's turned it into a whole career for the Penguins, man. Like, I don't think anybody foresaw Brian Rust turning into what he's turned into. So, big part of back-to-back cup teams, and now he's still one of the best players on the team years
later. All
right,
so just guessing what your top 10 is going to look like.
Sure.
I think the guys that I would put on my top 10 are pretty much the same as yours. The one, you're going to put two guys in here that are tough. You got to find a spot for Mario, even though he only played parts of five seasons.
Yes.
And you're going to find a spot for Jordan Staal, even though he was on 09 and then got traded in 2012. Right?
Yes, that sounds right. He played six full seasons for the Pens.
Right.
Though,
so.
And, I mean, all right, well, I'll just get to that when I get to that. So,
top 10.
You want to hear?
Jeff in South Park's top 25 Penguins of the last quarter century, the hardest of hardcore Penguins fan, numbers 10 through 6.
Number 10, Sergei Gonchar. And I'm a huge fan, but he only played five seasons for the Pens. And
seemed like more.
It did, because he was such a big part of when they got good again.
9.
Phil Kessel. Phil Kessel is number 9. And
Kessel below Kunitz.
Yeah, because I forgot to look, but did Kessel only play four or five seasons with the Penguins? I'm not sure. But, you know,
got here in 16, right?
Yes.
Yeah, 4 15, years.
16, yeah.
4 years.
And see, Chris Kunitz played 9 seasons for the Pens. So
8.
Jake Guentzel. I kind of...
Man, were you tempted to... Well, I guess Guentzel played longer than Kessel, so that's going to be the tiebreaker there.
Yeah, he is, and he also had the more spectacular regular seasons, and even though he wasn't on the 16 team, he was a massive, massive part of the 17 run. And
if Gensel's on the 16 team and has both cups, I would put him ahead of Kunitz.
Yeah, I would too. I would.
7.
Jordan Staal. And I know he only played 6 seasons, and I don't know. Some people would probably argue that maybe he didn't live up to the billing of the number 3 overall pick in the draft.
Well, they can suck it, because that's not true.
Well, the thing is with Staal, he's actually, and when you go back to the 09 Cup team, what made them special was the center depth.
Was the depth, yeah.
Yeah, because nobody could match that.
6?
6 is Chris Kunitz, and he was one of those trade deadline acquisitions that in 09 that we just didn't know how much of an integral part he was going to end up becoming, and didn't know he was going to end up playing 9
played
seasons.
Played great with Sid, played great with Malkin. So people that just say he was a guy that was took advantage of playing with great players, whatever. He complimented them incredibly well.
And he was one of only 5 guys that were on all 3 of the cup-winning teams.
So your top 5 is going to be, in some order, you've got Mario left, you've got Letang left, you've got Fleury left, you've got Sid left, you've got Gino left.
Correct.
So I'm writing down the order in which I think you're going to put him in. So
okay.
Go ahead, 5.
5 is Chris Letang.
I'm already wrong.
You're already wrong.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. It's a little bit weighted by position, I'm not going to lie.
4.
4 is Mario. And he only played parts of 5 seasons. 2 out of those 5 seasons were spectacular. You know, he finished second in MVP.
And then in like 2, he barely played, right? So really we're talking, what, 3 seasons?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to lie. I gave him bonus points for being
Mario.
Being the owner the whole time, too. Like, I mean, he's...
an ownership bump.
Yeah, he's getting an ownership bump.
Oh, my God!
Like, I mean...
An ownership bump?
Don't you think that should count for something?
No, because we're judging them based on what they did on the ice.
Listen, he is the most unique story maybe in all of sports history. Like, I loved the fact...
Great, but we're critiquing them as players, not what they did in terms of inspirational messages before Game 7.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about the finances, the whole deal. Like, I mean...
Hey, it's your list.
The Penguins are still in Pittsburgh mainly because of him.
Three?
Three is Marc-Andre Fleury.
Yep.
And I am kind of going through what we all hope Malzi's going through with Roethlisberger. When Fleury was on the team, he frustrated me, and I would never profess to be the biggest Fleury fan out there. And, like, it really kind of drove me insane when he had to go in the expansion draft, and all of a sudden fans around here were acting like he was a perennial year-in, year-out all-star. And it's like, yeah, he kind of got benched and nearly lost his job three different times. But you know what? With the garbage we've had now since he's been gone, I appreciate that guy a whole heck of a lot more. And like I said earlier, what's more important than goaltending during the playoffs? And, I mean, even though he barely played in the 16 run,
right. He
played a lot during the regular season, and he kept them afloat while Mike Johnston was still
there. And then 1 and 2 is easy. Go ahead.
Yes. 2 is Evgeny Malkin. 1 is Sidney Crosby.
Donnie, as a noted hockey fan, your reaction to this list?
I mean, I'm not going to argue with Jeff. Jeff knows significantly more about the sport than I do.
But if you were to argue with him and not put him on a pedestal, what would you argue with?
I thought the Mario bump, just for ownership's sake, was kind of funny.
It was contrived.
But, I mean, it's still tough not to have Mario high on
the
list.
Yeah, I mean, even though
we're
talking about
special.
Even though we're only talking about five seasons of him as an actual player, two of them were spectacular. One, he finished second in the MVP voting, and the other one at age 37, he had, like, pretty much the same year Sid had last year with, like, 91 points.
Yep.
So
yeah, they had identical seasons.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he had been a little bit more healthier, I mean, that's kind of the rub of his entire career.
Jeff, post this list, and then I will get it out there, and we'll allow the Penguins Jesuses of the world and whatnot to critique it.
So okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Can't wait for Penguins Jesus and Swedish Chef to get all over our cases for that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service. Pittsburgh's, am I looking at the right thing here? Yes, I am. Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo, T-Bird over here. T-Bird, you got to turn his mic off now, brother. Thank you. Ray Fittipaldo with us, brought to you by LGKG, the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys who take your personal injury cases personally. Ray, Mark Cabali's at Hershey Park right now. Ever been?
I was there 2 weeks ago. Get this. Spent $200 to get into the park, okay? Four of us, $50 a piece. My kids rode three rides the entire day. It was packed.
Why is that?
2 hour waits to go on the coasters. It was crazy.
Yeah, unacceptable. I would be so pissed if I were you.
Yeah, so
Two hours for a roller coaster. That is incredible.
Yeah. Yep.
They've got to find a way to cap the amount of people who are allowed into an amusement park at any one time for reasons
and
like
I
that.
And I asked about the Fast Pass, and like somebody told me it was such a ridiculous amount of money to get the Fast Pass that I didn't even consider it. Like hundreds of dollars for the families to get the Fast Pass. So,
Donnie, I don't know if you're a roller coaster person, but I ain't paying $50 to ride three roller coasters and wait in line 2 hours.
I'm not that much of a roller coaster person, I'll say that.
That is just brutal, dude. Well, Cabali, I'm sure, won't complain about anything because that's not his nature. He'll probably say at the time of his life there when he reports back. Ray, it is, I think, like a fluid situation, even though we're not getting a ton of information on a day-to-day basis, but at this very second, what is your take on where things stand with T.J. Watt?
Status quo. So, I mean, nothing has really changed, to my knowledge, in the past week, the past month, going back to OTAs and minicamp. So we are where we've been, and, you know, I would expect maybe that to change once, you know, we're a day or two away from camp. I think maybe the dialogue might open back up again, but I've said this on multiple shows on your station, I would not be surprised at all, Tony, if there's a holdout this time and not a hold in. That would not shock me one bit.
To up the ante a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, just a little bit of leverage, you know. I mean, this, you know, the CBA is, you know, nearing its end in the next 5 years. And I think agents and players are looking for ways to, you know, get the upper hand in some of these negotiations.
Ray, what is more likely to happen in your opinion? Watt either backs off his request to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL and takes less money than Garrett, guaranteed money, total money, those things. Yeah. Or the Steelers give in and say, we love you, you're great, and they end up giving him more money than Garrett. Which one's more likely in your estimation?
I think the Steelers giving in. If you remember the last time, I think – I want to say TJ was unhappy with the way that ended, but, you know, TJ took the deal that was on the table, and I think that's part of the reason why there's a little bit more of a hardline stance this time. Mm-hmm. I think he wants to be recognized as the best defensive player in football, and I think you're right about one thing, Cody. I do think it's about the guaranteed money. I think there's a way for the Steelers to get there. You know, Garrett's full guarantees, I think, like, are, what, 89, 90 million, somewhere in that range. You know, for TJ's 30, I mean, you could structure that deal and basically guarantee him 2.5 years and hope that he's still a really good player at 32, 33. And then you could structure the back years of that contract with void years or however they want to structure that. there's a way for them to do this. So it might not be that $40 million a year number. It might be that $90, $91 that they have to get to with the full guarantees.
SpotTrack says the total guaranteed money in Garrett's deal is $124 million.
But is, right. that, is that the total guarantees or the full guarantees?
So they've got two different things, not to get too in the weeds here. They've got guaranteed at signing, and they've got total guaranteed. Guaranteed
so
at signing
is
only...
signing is the $90 million figure, correct?
Well, on SpotTrack, it says only $59, which doesn't make sense because at signing, didn't the Steelers guarantee T.J. Watt $80 last time?
Yes, correct.
So you're telling me that, that Garrett at signing took... $21 million less than Watt 3 years ago? Yeah, that makes no sense to me.
That doesn't. Yeah, that doesn't sound right. But I do think it's about the guarantees, Pony, more than the annual value.
Ray, do you actually think that the Steelers have some skepticism because of how last year ended with Watt? Like, is that something that just gets floated out there to try to bring the cost down, or do you actually think there's some worry over how he finished last year?
You know, I think there's probably some concerns there, but, you know, TJ was banged up, and hey, listen, everyone is banged up week 14, 15, 16, 17. He's not unusual, in that respect. The one thing about, the last time we talked to TJ, yeah, he said he wanted to come back and be a Steeler. We've discussed that ad nauseum, but the thing that people forget about that was almost an acknowledgement on his part that things had to change within the defense. Like he couldn't just be a sitting duck at left outside linebacker anymore. He came out and admitted, I have to move around the defense. It's going to make the defense better, and it's going to possibly free me up as well. So there was some self-acknowledgement there. I think late in the season that he had to be open to doing that, whereas in the past he really wasn't. I mean, I can remember not his rookie year, but his second year, the year after Harrison left, he wanted nothing to do with the right side. He just wanted to play on the left side. He said his line of sight to the quarterback is better there. It was just a comfort level thing. So for him to admit that,
it's almost like Dan Moore.
We're down a little bit because
that's
of
almost
that.
Like I think, the Dan Moore left right tackle situation is what you're making it sound like.
Yeah, but I mean, there's ways like but Pony, you wouldn't have to put him on the right side. You could have him like line up in the middle.
Yeah.
You could drop him. There's different stuff you could do.
Like when do you think the Steelers would start to actually listen? And not just listen because that's what you have to do. Like, actually start to, like, pay attention to deals. Or, Ray, do you think, like, if they can't come to some kind of contract agreement, they would just make him play on his 2025 contract?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, if they can't come to a deal, he is under contract, and there would be that expectation there. He's not going to pull a Le'Veon
Bell. There's no
Le'Veon
Bell
at all.
Right.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. I don't think that's in TJ's DNA. And like, the whole running back thing, that was just such a weird thing for Le'Veon to do. But
I would say, Ray, sorry to cut you off, but I would say Watt getting an extension is the most likely outcome. What is the second most likely outcome? He plays on his current deal or he gets traded?
I mean, that's good. Like, the only way the Steelers would trade him, Pony, is if he asked for a trade. And at that point, the Steelers would have to do what's best for their team and, you know, at least consider that. Now, I don't know what kind of return you would get in August or September, and I don't think it's going to get to that. I have no knowledge that TJ is even considering that, but this doesn't happen very often where the player does go into the last year of his contract and just plays it out. A guy of this caliber, of this talent, it doesn't usually happen with the Steelers. So, yeah, I mean, I'm still 90, 95% that they're going to get a deal done before the opener.
When would you start to waver on that? Would there be a point in time where you'd say, actually, I'm not as confident that it's going to happen?
Saturday before the opener?
Yeah, I was going to say because they've signed deals like with hours to go before kickoff, so it would have to be that late.
People always point to the Troy Polamalu deal, but they got Cortez Allen done like at midnight before the opener.
That's funny.
That didn't turn out too good, did it?
No. Do you want to hear Donnie's top five Steelers of the last 25 years? He ranked them. He actually ranked 25, but I won't put you through the whole 25. Donnie, give Ray your top five.
All right, Ray, 5-1. 5, Hines Ward. 4, Alan Faneca. 3, Antonio Brown. 2, Troy Polamalu. And 1, Big Ben.
I mean, there's not much wrong. For me, Faneca, more All-Pros, Hall of Famer. I would put him above A.B. Like, the A.B. Hines thing, that's tough because Hines was a better all-around player, but, you know, A.B. was obviously a great player for about a 6 or 8 year period. Yeah, I have no issues with that. Just Faneca above A.B. is, I think, a good
aspect. That's like a true offensive lineman right there, baby. Somebody who doesn't mind having Alan Faneca that high.
But the only thing I'll say is a rebuttal back to that, Ray, and I had Faneca, although my list was invalidated because I completely forgot about Heath Miller and Ike Taylor and left them off completely.
Ooh.
Yeah, bad job. And I had Faneca, I had him 4th. So me and Donnie had him in the same spot. But you couldn't take into account what he did in the 90s, and then the seasons with the Jets and Cardinals didn't count either. So that's why I kind of dinged him a little bit and had guys ahead of him.
But, I mean, he was only drafted, like, what, 98? So they're only a couple of years.
So 2 years, yep.
Yeah. I mean, he was so good. He could play. He played tackle for them. Like, he was like an all-pro tackle the year. He had to do that. So that guy was just a tremendous football player.
Would you have put Watt in your top five?
I would consider Watt above A.B., yes. And part of me, I don't want to forget about like 2013 to 18 because the stats were just like pinball stats. But the way it ended just, that sticks with me. And I don't know if that's right or wrong when I think about these lists, but that's part of my equation.
How about Hayward ahead of Watt?
No, I wouldn't put Hayward ahead of Watt because I think Watt could retire tomorrow and be a gold jacket guy. I think Cam's eventually going to get there, but he's probably not going to get there first try.
I think Cam's underrated, man. He's got the same number of all pros as TJ, and he's done it now. He didn't start at the beginning of his career because of Kiesel and Smith, Ray, but the longevity is insane. He's played defense for the Steelers longer than any player in team history. It's nuts.
Yeah, I don't know the exact age, but I think he didn't make his first All-Pro until he was like 28 or 29. It's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, Ray. We'll talk.
He barely played at all his first and second years, too. So
we'll talk next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. See you.
Man, that sounds like a horror story with the line for rides. I have not done that in a long time, Donnie. We went to Disneyland 2 years ago. We did all the Fast Pass stuff, and I don't know how much more expensive it was. If it was a lot more, Amanda kept me in the dark on it and just did it, you know, in a coy, sly way. I mean, I don't mind roller coasters. I can't do things that spin. That's what makes me sick to my stomach. I can go up and down.
Yes, I'm kind of in the same vein. I'm not like to the point where it's like anything that spins, but I think I get that from my dad a little bit because he's always been that way.
Bad
but
with the spins.
Yeah, he loves a good roller coaster, but he can't do even something as simple as like a merry-go-round.
If you're making people wait 2 hours, something's wrong. And I know they can only go so fast, but you got to find a way to not make people endure that.
I still will never forget somebody called, this is a couple of summers ago, and said something that amusement parks should start to do is like flexible or adjusted pricing. Because think about going to a place and like a ride is closed. Like a big ride. You know,
well,
like,
I love Kennywood, but the Steel Curtain was closed for like a year, wasn't
it? Yeah, like say you pull up to Kennywood. Oh, the Steel Curtain's closed. Oh, hey, guys, the Thunderbolt's closed. Oh, okay, so two of your top five rides? I'm not paying no $70 to get in here.
Well, I think, in fairness, the amusement park should post to its website or somewhere which rides are closed for the day.
Yeah, that was so something that was something that was suggested too. It was somebody random who called in and said that and said they should try to find some way to like adjust the pricing if they can't like get the word out in time. And I thought that's a great idea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right. We are live at the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, and there's a lot of hustle and bustle here as people are loving the afternoon baseball going on, getting bets in maybe for the Hall of Fame game, which is 3 weeks away. I do think there's already a line for that, Chargers and Lions. Imagine that was your biggest bet of the year, or that's where you made your money, just betting preseason games. I'm sure people do that.
Well,
I know they do that,
didn't you
actually.
Have a strategy for a while that was like look at their quarterback room?
Yep. And it worked. The other strategy that people like is whatever I say, do the opposite. That's another one that people...
That does get people a lot of money from what I've heard.
Yeah, that's another one that's very popular. All right, TRT. Let's go through what the options were, what was on the table for you guys. Four choices. You always pick the topic at 5:30 on Thursdays. Paul McCartney is coming back to town after he opened up the PPG Paints Arena back when it was called Consol Energy Center. The first event there, even before a Penguins game, he's still kicking. He's got to be close to 80. 10%, thank you, Jeff, 83. 10% of you wanted to talk about the best concert ever. 26% said Paul Skeens is dating Livy Dunn. She's in the news. Livy Dunn dollar signs, three of them. 26%. Coming in third. Second place with 27%. Weird Steelers rumor. 27%. But the winner with 37%. Steelers trade buzz. 37% for Steelers trade buzz. There's an article on CBSSports.com today. Joel Corey used to be an NFL agent. I'm sure we've had him on the show before. If not, I've had him on my CBS show. Talking about this very, he says it's a very complicated situation for Terry McLaurin in Washington. He doesn't have a contract. He too, like TJ Watt, blew off minicamp. Now, it's so funny. This story comes out, and I still get Steelers fans who send it to me because of the number two wide receiver void and the fact that the Steelers are doing bat bleep crazy things this offseason. So why the hell not make another big splash trade, especially when you have an opening and you've got a lot of draft picks? Now, my take is, and this article, just before I get to my opinion, this article basically spells out how McLaurin wants to get paid like a number one wide receiver. He finally produced like a great wide receiver now that Daniels is the quarterback in Washington. And the agent's take here in the story is that, look, he's going to see that DK Metcalf got $80 million in guaranteed, and he's going to think to himself, I need that. So the Metcalf contract with the Steelers is like McLaurin's version of the Myles Garrett contract for TJ Watt. And that's the amount of money that he wants. So, you know, trying to figure out where the middle ground here is, I'm just from an outside looking in, I'm shocked that Washington, now that they have this quarterback there and they're not paying him a lot of money and this is his number one target, I'm very surprised that it's still, like, not an open shut deal. Like, I would think that this would be a very kind of easy thing to do. You've got the money, pay him, get the rapport there, not make things too messy and don't complicate things when you've got great vibes around your team right now, given the fact that they were in the NFC Championship game this past season, and it had been, you know, since 1991 the last time they were in the NFC Championship game. So Steelers fans want to know, when they see this, like, can the Steelers still get another receiver like McLaurin? And my answer is no. The only way you could do it, and this would be, this would become not just the biggest trade in Steelers history, but it would be probably a top 10 trade in terms of NFL history if it was player for player, if you traded Watt for McLaurin. What if you traded TJ Watt for Terry McLaurin? And here's what I would say back to that. If you had your quarterback figured out and you didn't have to worry about first round picks, would you trade a first for McLaurin? You probably still wouldn't, because you have to pay the guy. And if you think Watt is worth more than a first round pick, then you wouldn't do it straight up. Washington would have to throw things into the deal. And then you'd have to pay McLaurin, but then again, Washington would have to pay Watt. So what would Washington have to put with McLaurin for Watt to make you want to do the deal? If it's McLaurin and a third round pick, I don't even know if Washington has its 2026 third round pick. This is TRT. You pick the topic. I'm just rolling with it right now. A 2026 third in McLaurin for Watt, but then you have to turn around and give McLaurin DK Metcalf's contract. You'd be given less money to McLaurin than you would to Watt, and you'd be doing what the Steelers, I think, need to do, and that's putting more money into the offensive side of the ball than on defense. It's an imaginary trade. I don't even think that – Washington's defense got pushed around. They got not that this is something that's like just a scarlet letter for them, but they got abused by Philly in that NFC Championship game. They did beat Philly earlier in the year, a dramatic comeback. They looked like they were down and out in that game, and they rallied.
Hurts also barely played in that game, if you remember.
That's right. Kenny, that's when, who dropped the ball? Smith dropped it, right? Didn't Devontae Smith drop a first down that would have won that game for them? Thank you. This will never, ever, ever happen, but who says no first if it's McLaurin in a third for Watt, Donnie?
Well, so here's what is also tough for the Commanders. They would have to be the team that goes with the whole, like, F them picks mantra if they would do that, because they do not have a second round or a fourth round pick.
Because they traded for Debo.
There was, like, Debo. There was, Laremy Tunsil.
Yep.
That deal, too. So they only have – they have a pick in round one, then 3, 5, 6, and 7. So if they would dump a third-round pick into that deal, then they are
looking
at –
Well, let's even it out. Let's say the Steelers threw, like, a fifth or sixth back that their way in the deal. So it's a sixth in Watt for McLaurin in a third. You make that trade?
So they would have pick – so the Commanders here, they would – have a pick in round one, round five, two in round six, and one in round seven.
Yeah. That's five picks? Teams have had five picks in drafts before. That's not that unusual. There's just a long wait.
Yeah, and it's very, very back heavy. I mean, you really have to feel, if you're the Commanders, like if we make this trade, we have to justify this by winning the NFC Championship this time around. Which I guess they could. They got there last year.
Well, wait a minute. Why do you say that, though? They sold their first-round pick next year, and it's not like Watt's a rental. It's not like Von Miller with the Rams. They'd still have him.
I know they would, but I just feel like you're putting a lot of pressure into that 26 class because you have one pick in the first, 150?
I mean, you could always trade your first for like a second and a fourth or a second and a third if you wanted to. I mean, that's not out of the question. I'm just saying, like, they are a great offensive team, and they are a pedestrian defensive team. And if they wanted to even it out, yeah, like, you'd have a hole at number one wide receiver, but you have Debo there, who I don't really think has much left. It isn't really about star power at wide receiver. You have Daniels. The expectation is he makes everybody better offensively.
Yeah, but McLaurin is, like, far and away their best guy.
Well, you're doing it from the Commander's perspective. How about from the Steelers' perspective would you make the trade?
I feel like I'd be almost more inclined to say yes from the Steelers' side than I would from the Commander's side.
Would you personally want to do it? For the Steelers. You're Omar Khan. You're not the 49er. You're not the Commander's GM. We used to work for the 49ers here. You're Omar and Mike, and this gets put on your desk.
And you still have to turn around and give McLaurin.
Yep, you got to pay him. You got to give Metcalf's contract.
I don't know if I'd actually do it. Because you have the same fear with McLaurin that you may have with Watt. It's not like he is like a 26-year-old player who came out of school early.
He was drafted in 19.
And he got drafted at 24 years old. He's going to be 30 by midseason.
Right.
Now, he has put together great seasons. He would be a 1,000-yard player in every year of his career if he played every game his rookie year.
You're getting a pretty good pick back, though, too. And I look at it like you've got the wide receivers now for your next quarterback. You got all the weapons in the world for the next guy.
Yeah. You know what? I probably would. I think you're swaying me. But it's never going to happen, though.
No. Well, I'm not going to say never. I'm going to say probably never, but I can't say never with the Steelers anymore because they just traded Minka Fitzpatrick for friggin' Jalen Ramsey. So, like, odd stuff that only, like, gets talked about when people have a few beers in them and they're going through teams' rosters and trying to come up with fun trades. They actually have made a couple of those this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.